Music, food, art. These things define and unite us. And they come in colors that breathe culture. Colors that connect us with their variety and richness. You'll find that same variety in Valspar Ultra Paints. Great coverage and durability starting at $29.98 per gallon. Enjoy everyday protection against scuffs and wear with a smooth, washable finish. We're made of colors. And with Valspar Ultra, you can reflect that pride of culture you have inside on every wall of your home. Available at Lowe's.
And Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Zach Peterson was here yesterday. And somebody sent us the entire video of Who's Nailin' Palin, the porn parody.
Right.
And when the two Russian guys walk in, about a minute into the film, they walk through the door and there's a couple of plants there. One of them is a fern plant.
It's owned by Zach Peterson.
Yeah, and we think Zach Peterson owns that particular fern plant. At least he was told the fern
by the guy
that
used to work in the porn part of Hustler.
Right. Yeah. Have we sent the picture to Zach?
We should. Can you grab a screenshot?
I don't have his text, his number, Nick, to send.
Yeah, so. I don't have his contact info, but there's somebody sent a just
somebody
a
sent a screenshot.
Yeah, a screenshot of it, and then someone sent the actual film shortly after we got off the air. And if you go 1 minute and 25 seconds into the film, they walk through the door, and there's a couple of plants sitting right outside the door. One of them a fern plant, which we think is now in Zach Peterson's house.
Yes, the UCLA graduate who went viral for showing a ChatGPT usage on the Jumbotron during the 2025 graduation at UCLA did get his degree. His name was Andre Mai.
Oh, he did.
The incident in June 2025, Mai held up his laptop at the Pauley Pavilion during the graduation ceremony showing the ChatGPT screens, which led to widespread online debate. Mai clarified the AI tools were used for finals projects and documentation that were all allowed by professors. The hoax was debunked. Reports claiming his degree was revoked hours later were fake, and he got his degree, and now he's pursuing a master's in computer engineering.
Oh, good.
Yeah, if you had to kick out of
it. They're embracing it. They're basically embracing it now.
Yeah, everybody there wouldn't be anybody graduating if they kicked him out for using ChatGPT or some form of AI.
You're damn right. You know, I just told you guys off the air real quickly again. My daughter's a copywriter for a big company in Kansas City, and I said, "You guys worried about AI?" She said, "No, they encourage us to use it, you know." So, because there's still some human stuff in there, and they have to come up with the ideas.
What's AI, a helpful tool?
It's a helpful tool. Yeah, it's gonna. I mean, who knows what's gonna happen in the future? But it ain't like you said, Austin. It's not going away.
Yeah, I mean, if it was around when I was in college, I'd be a doctor right now.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine that.
That is frightening. Yeah. That is really, really frightening.
Well, the thing is
you can fight it or embrace it, and fighting it is just going to be exhausting.
Oh, yeah. I would have used the hell out of that, especially in the classes I didn't care about, which were anything but broadcasting. I didn't care about any of that stuff in college. I would have used that for everything.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that are like, screw AI, I'm never going to use that. I'm like, you are going to be a robot slave, man. Right. You got to figure out how to control the robots.
That's like people that refused to get email back in the day.
Yeah,
I'm not getting an email. Right. Like, just get an email.
You can write me a letter.
Yeah. Longhand.
Well, but there was also a bunch of my brother-in-law was one of those refused to get a smartphone. He'd have a flip phone. He goes, they want to call me, they can call me. And then he got a smartphone a couple years ago. He's on that all the time, looking up stuff, checking out sports. I said, see, I told you you'd like that.
I resisted getting a cell phone for a long time.
Guys are pretty young.
And I had a pager, and then it got to the point where my wife had one, and I was just like using her phone all the time. I'm like, I should probably just get one of these.
My parents got me a cell phone for Christmas my senior year. I took it back. Because I didn't want them calling me or anyone. So I took it back to Nebraska Furniture Mart, and I bought every single one of George Carlin's albums.
Nice.
Excellent. That's a good trade. I don't want them calling me.
That's what it was. It was a trap.
No, you're right. I'm glad that stuff went around when I was a teenager.
I only know a Class Clown. How many George Carlin comedy albums were there?
Like lots, man.
Jammin'
in New York is the best.
I had all the ones in the 70s, too.
I just had Class Clown.
Yeah, he's got quite a few.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I used to buy them. Whenever I got $8 or $9, I'd walk down, which is very rare. When I was that age, and I'd walk down and buy a George Carlin album at the record store in my hometown. Yeah. So thank you. I love that. Yeah, but the ChatGPT, it's here to stay. When you ask your phone something, that's what it is, basically, you know.
Yeah, or what do you Google anything now?
Yeah,
it brings
right.
up. You don't really have to go to many websites because, right. like, here is the AI overview.
No, if you Google anything, it goes to AI overview.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's better using
and a village lights go down.
It's better using ChatGPT or something because you just get clean answers. Without
now, we
having
did talk
to go
about
to, like, a website.
We did talk about, will there be two ChatGPT douchebags on the radio somewhere? Well, let's just say five douchebags since we're all here this morning. And we talked about stuff we think of that ChatGPT is not going to think of. Goofy human crap that we think about is not going to happen.
Yeah.
No,
it's not going to take over Kanye anytime soon.
No, it can't even go there.
And the GPT, they're not capable of tangents.
Right. And that's, and we played that stupid country song that Nick wrote. By the way, stupid, I mean, I liked it.
But it was stupid.
They messed up a few of the pronunciations.
Yeah, well, dude, I'll take, like, this podcast that I'm doing with Dave Landau. I'll take the transcript, put it into ChatGPT, and say, make me a thumbnail, you know, with the craziest things we talk about in this episode. And it comes back. It's like, this violates our terms and services.
Really? Really? So we couldn't do that with our show either, for that matter.
No, you cannot.
No.
Yeah, if you say, like, a wiener once, then they say, oh, this violates our,
Yeah, you do wonder what it's going to look like. It's just, well, it's ChatGPT now. Like, we were talking, off the air, we were talking about, like, Jeeves is gone. Like, is it going to be to the point where other things, is there a Google coming down the pipe, like an AI equivalent that's just of the like,
for years
that,
on the show, I said,
I
said I use Ask Jeeves, and I think Ask Jeeves finally went down like 2 weeks ago. And I got all kinds of messages from listeners saying, hey, when are you going to use now?
He's going to use JetGDE.
Whatever. I'm tired. I think they need a better, quicker name for that, man.
I think it's a drinking game now to see how many different ways Tyler says ChatGPT.
I got it right in the beginning, then I got tired of saying it.
The very next minute,
ChatGPT.
Jet EDE.
All right.
I had a picture of Jeeves just walking around asking if anybody wants to ask him anything.
Please.
Yeah, he's like, anybody? Anybody
right
have
now?
Any questions for me?
He's one of those open air drug dens in California just doing trank.
Who are you, Jeeves? I'm out of work, man.
Jeeves knows everything.
Just frozen on a sidewalk with his pants down.
I used to have answers.
Yeah. Where are these open air drug dens that you speak of?
I don't know. I've seen just like the streets, parks.
Oh, really?
Just wherever they give them the drugs.
I'm not going to the right places when I go to Southern California, apparently.
Wherever they give them the drugs. The 10 best countries in the world.
According to who?
Well, this is from...
Let me tell you my list.
Yeah. Best countries rankings, U.S. America. U.S. News and World Report.
America, America, and America.
Well, the United States is 18.
And America, 18. And everything else sucks.
Yeah. It's about quality of life, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, the stuff we should actually should care about.
If you don't like it.
Rankings
so are
including.
Are we last then?
Economic development. No, we're 18. Economic development, governance, opportunity, culture, tourism, and health. And you're going to, Todd, you'll guess these. It's, a lot of them are the Switzerland is one.
Yeah, the Scandinavian countries.
Denmark is two. Sweden is three. Germany is four. Netherlands, Norway, United Kingdom, Finland, Luxembourg, and Austria.
What number was the Netherlands?
Five.
I've got a friend moving there.
Oh, really?
Soon.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think people are going to be.
United States is 18,
this.
But I don't have the list. Why is it? It didn't give me 17 up to 17.
Is North Korea above America now?
No. It might be. North Korea is 17, and we're 18. Yeah, I'm surprised we're 18. I know there's a lot of opportunity, and we all love our country. I get it. Yeah, could use some work, but we. Get
I don't
it.
Know what's going on in the world of golf now. Yeah. There was an inordinate amount of four of the top 10 guys were Norway, Sweden, Denmark. There was a bunch of Scandinavians that finished. I don't know how they're doing in the PGA. I haven't watched that tournament yet.
Yeah.
But, nobody's upset about it because Scandinavian people are white.
They're white.
Yeah, right.
So, Yeah. That doesn't seem to bother anybody, but you know, you get a bunch of Brazilians who are good at riding bulls, then they get upset about that.
And they're really good at riding bulls.
Oh, they are,
man. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we're 18. Yeah, but you're right though. Just ask your average guy on the street, America.
Yeah.
That chant sounds a little different than the "we're number one."
Yeah.
We're number 18. Yeah. Okay.
Who's number one?
Switzerland is number one.
Well, why don't you move there? Why don't you just leave?
I don't think they let just anyone move there.
No.
Like
no.
here. Yeah. So that's probably why it's so awesome.
That's such an odd response to, like, somebody's like, hey, this could be better. Like, why don't you leave? Like, if my wife's like, hey, you want to mow the lawn? I'm not like, why don't you move out?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna complain about everything here. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, number 91, number 91 through 100. Cambodia, Kenya, Laos, Pakistan, Iraq, Myanmar, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Angola.
Should war-torn countries even be on the list?
Well, they have to go to 100. They got to go to 100, man.
It should be obvious that those are the ones you don't want to go to.
And, right. Well, there's 30 other countries. I think there's 130-some countries in the world. Yeah, so there's some that are worse than that.
I got the next 10. I'm sorry here. Belgium is 11. France is 12. Ireland is 13. Australia, 14. Iceland, Singapore, Japan, the United States at 18, Canada at 19, and South Korea is 20.
What's Greenland?
Look ahead here. They're not through 30. It's New Zealand, Czech Republic, Spain, Italy, Slovenia, Israel, Lithuania, Portugal, Portland? Yeah. Poland.
You were trying to slip one by there, weren't you?
I was. And Estonia. Hungary, Latvia, Malta. What's wrong with Greenland, Todd?
I don't know.
They're not in the top 40. Man.
I don't know. There's not a lot of population there.
Isn't it kind of a frozen wasteland?
Yeah, and it's a lot of. I know it's got the Iceland. No, Greenland is the new Iceland. You know, because Iceland was overrun with tourism for. I think it still is.
But isn't the old thing that they switched the names to keep people from coming to Iceland?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any truth to that.
But Greenland is kind of just frozen and barren, isn't it?
Right.
In the morning.
Oh, yeah. Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's not. There's not really much to do there if you go to Greenland.
We flew over Greenland on the way to Iceland, and all I saw was, you know, snow.
Yeah.
It's just a big island full of snow.
Iceland is 15, but I can't find Greenland. Yeah.
I'm surprised that Belgium's outside of the top 10. You'd think the waffles would be enough to push them up.
I make waffles.
The top 10.
They're 11, Nick, so you know they're fighting for it.
Waffles are right a delicacy. There.
Yeah. Why don't you move there, Nick, if you want Belgian waffles all the time? Why don't you move there?
I mean, it would be a benefit.
My wife's like, the neighbors have some landscaping. Like, why don't you live at their house?
Are you going to say it to her next time?
No, I will not.
neighbor's got a bigger dong. Why don't you go live there?
Yeah. And then she'll say, no, you can go live there.
Yeah.
You're out.
Nobody does that in real life, do that? Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, it's only for countries.
No, it's only for countries, right?
Yeah, we got to change that. I'm going to.
All right.
I'm about to be in a fight all weekend. My wife tells me to mow.
Over in Belgium, they just call them waffles.
Yeah,
they
do.
They just call them our waffles.
Yeah,
they probably call those weird shallow ones we eat the American waffles.
Right.
God, I love a good waffle.
Yeah. Yes. Now I want
but
a
Belgian
waffle.
Waffles are better.
Yeah.
They are superior.
The big thick hole ones.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
They are superior.
They hold more juice, man. You're right.
They do.
By far, they're superior.
The melted butter and syrup pools in there.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Dude, the fat kid in me is getting so horny.
Right. The larger compartments. Yeah,
the fat kid is getting so horny. Where's that horny fat kid at this weekend there, Austin? You're not fat anymore.
I don't know. The 21st, I'll be doing a Barnado show.
Okay.
I think the place is called Barnado.
Barnado.
And Gary will be here on Monday pimping that same show.
Yeah.
So, I'll be headlining that. Then I'm doing a private show, Lenoma Beach. I'm hitting up some campgrounds.
Lenoma Beach. All right. Yeah.
29th, Tubing Adventures.
27th
at the Funny Bone.
Okay. So. Who are you the bone with?
Nice.
It's for Chris Covey's mustache.
Oh, the mustache.
Fundraiser.
Mustache
comedy.
Rides for Kids, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yes.
doing mustache rides for kids.
That was wrong.
But every severely time I see wrong.
That, that was your original name. Somebody said, you're on a mustache ride.
That didn't make it out of committee.
I know a lot of guys are involved in that. It's a good charity, but it's so funny. I always think of mustache rides for kids. So I'm glad I got to,
that's a you thing.
I'm glad I got to say that on the air.
I'm going to sell those shirts.
I think there's an accompanying jingle, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phone number for
Greenland's not listed, Todd, because it's calculated in with Denmark.
But
it's soon to be 18.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We're going to own them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be 18, Greenland?
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.